I am really excited and glad that you've taken a moment to check out the Purpose Book and to dig into the everything. I think that it's such a profound and important topic. Purpose as a noun is the reason for which something is done, created, or which something exists. As a verb, it is to have as one's intention or objective. Like the purpose refers to the reason or motivations behind an action, goal, or existence. It's the driving force that gives meaning, direction, and motivation to our lives. Purpose involves a sense of significance, fulfillment, and a larger meaning beyond the immediate or superficial, and encompasses a deeper understanding of our values, passions, and what we hope to achieve, contribute, answering those questions: why am I here? What's the meaning of my life? It involves the discovery and pursuit of one's passions, talents, and values. Finding your purpose is a dynamic and evolving process that will take time, exploration, and reflection to discover what truly brings you meaning and purpose. Different stages and experiences will also shape and redefine your sense of purpose. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. One of my favorite Thoreau quotes. And as a society, we're struggling with a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems is the crisis of purpose and meaning that many of us are suffering from. But here's the good news. I think it's one problem that we can certainly address immediately. You can become the one striking at the root of the problem instead of hacking at the branches. That's what this book is designed and will help you to do. There was a time in my life, not really that long ago, when I felt like I was stuck or trapped. At least that's how I felt. I don't know that I really was, but my career wasn't what I thought it would be. Didn't know what I wanted to really do. I was broke. I was in credit card debt, living paycheck to paycheck. I was overweight, drinking too much. There was so much that I knew but wasn't doing. I intellectually understood the importance of goal setting, but I'd never really done it. I'd also been told about the importance of values, but hadn't really ever thought about mine. The idea of living a purpose-driven life sounded great, but I had no idea how to actually go about doing it. My habits were keeping me exactly where I was, unhappy and discontented. From the outside looking in, none of this was obvious. By most measures, most every measure, I was a success. I was doing all the things that I was supposed to be doing, but I was wanting. I was wanting and feeling like there was so much more for me, but I didn't know what to do, so I just kept doing. Does any of that sound familiar to you? And then things changed. I started thinking about my purpose, goals, and values. I formed habits around the things that were most important to me. I started making better decisions and thinking better thoughts. Once I started doing those things, my life quickly changed. The same can absolutely be true for you. Before you go any further, know this: you don't need to be struggling to find value in this work. You just need to feel like there's more for you. And there is. There's so much more for you. One of my favorite quotes from Alexander Hamilton says, or is, "Those who stand for nothing fall for everything." Once you start looking, you'll begin finding. You'll discover your infamous why. You'll get clear on what you want from your life. You'll remember who you are as an individual. And finally, you'll figure out how to consistently do what's required. You'll be living in alignment. When you're clear on what's most important, you know what you stand for and what you stand against. The opposite is living a life without principles, vision, or direction. It's following popular opinion and emotional whims, or worse yet, living somebody else's priorities. Living in alignment means living by your top priorities. It means that you are making sure that you are living in accordance with your top priorities, and you are taking into consideration how you're using your most valuable resources, appreciating that time and attention and money are very finite. Life is full of trade-offs. When we decide to do one thing, we forego another. Making decisions based on what's most important positions us for long-term success. It also becomes easier to say yes and no to things. For example, when your budget is aligned, you know what you should spend money on and what you shouldn't. You may prioritize experiences over possessions, so you allocate your money accordingly. The more you prioritize how you spend your time, attention, energy, and money, the closer you'll get to living how you want. I'm really fond of saying the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. Because life is precious and finite, it's worth maximizing and getting as much out of it as you can. because of the multitude of people who came before you, made sacrifices to make our way of life possible. Because of those sacrifices, I believe that you owe. Now, we have little control over the circumstances of our life. We can't control what happens to us, but we have absolute control over how we think, feel, and respond. When you live an aligned, purpose-driven life, you know how to think, feel, and respond to whatever life throws at you. It's time for you to step into your purpose-driven life. You are worthy and deserving of a great life and the life you want, but you're not entitled to it. The price of the life you want is work, the heaviest kind of work. This may be one of the shortest books you'll ever read, but it may require the most amount of work for you. Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." In this book, you'll learn how to live an examined life. Socrates believed that philosophy was the most important pursuit out of all. He exemplifies the pursuit of wisdom through questioning and logical argument, by examining and by thinking. Once you recognize your ability to examine, think about, and change your life, not doing so becomes wasteful. Living an examined life means thinking about what you want, who you are, and how you do things. Once you've answered those questions, then you can live according to those answers. Think about it like this. Purpose equals why you do things. Goals equal what you want. Beliefs, who you are, and habits, well, that's what you do. Do you think most people know how they want to live? Do you know how you want to live? It took me a long time to understand that I needed to ask myself these questions, and it's my life's work to answer them, as it is for you. Living an examined life means there's no end point. You're never done doing it. You must constantly and relentlessly work to improve yourself and to get better. In this pursuit, you'll fill in any missing pieces you may have. A purpose-driven life is having a sense of where you are in the world and figuring out what matters, what is meaningful to you. Setting goals allows you to visualize the future that you want for yourself, to make plans for bringing that desired future into your current reality, and then to execute on your plans. Values are the lens through which you see the world. They serve as filters for your decision-making. Embodying your values gives evidence to the world of what you believe in and who you are. Habits are the physical expression of your purpose, goals, and values. When you cultivate habits that are aligned with these principles, you'll enjoy a happy and contented life. We experience dissatisfaction when we do the opposite. Blaise Pascal told us that all of humanity's problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room alone. And sadly, right now, we're misdirected. We are distracted. We are busy people. And as busy people, we are constantly at war. The battlefield, it's our daily lives. One side of the conflict are people like you and me. On the other side, social media, online shopping, fantasy football, and every other modern luxury that pulls us in every different direction. And what's at stake? Our limited resources of time, attention, energy, and money. We're on technology and information overload. Our smartphones dominate and direct our attention. We fall victim to multitasking. We fail to prioritize and clarify what's most important. We're exhausted, overworked, overweight, overstressed, and undermotivated. Our current unintentional habits are taking us further away from the lives we want instead of bringing us closer. Humans love shiny objects. We love novelty and distraction. We carry around little weapons of mass destruction disguised as smartphones. They offer constant distraction and hits of dopamine. Feeling down? Mindlessly scroll through social. Bored? Check out who said what about whom. New and different opportunities are constantly coming to our attention. There's that new show to binge, fantasy football lineups to tweak, big opportunities with the cryptocurrency, a new podcast episode, and on and on and on. And don't get me started on politics or the environment or nuclear war. You get it. It's never ending. And the vast majority of it is none of your business. You know what is your business? Becoming the highest and best version of yourself. This means striving for personal growth and development to reach your fullest potential. It's unique to you and is found through the cultivation of your character, abilities, and overall well-being. It's doing what you need to do to get what you want. You know who needs to know that? You. You need to know that. You need to start minding your own business. Once you know what your business is, you've got to stick to it and eliminate distraction. The work is discovering and determining this version of yourself and striving to become this person on a daily basis by creating habits for sustaining it. When you do the work, you know what matters, and you do what matters. Let's get to work.